Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
The European Parliament has voted to establish a commission of inquiry into the animal welfare standards in the live export trade. This comes after a German investigation found that some of the facilities that exporters claimed animals were being given, where animals were being given 24-hour rest, didn't actually exist. And while Germany may have been the catalyst for the inquiry, it is one which, as Philip Boucher-Hayes reports, will have big consequences here.
Once again, we're a little bit out of step with the rest of Europe. Concerns over animal welfare have led the Netherlands, Austria and some states in Germany to recently halt the export of all live animals to countries outside the EU. The European Parliament has launched a commission of investigation into the export trade, but in Ireland we're moving in the opposite direction. The Green Party sought a ban on the export of live animals to third countries in the government formation talks, but were met with an implacable no from both of the bigger parties.
There were many asks. We set the bar really, really high for animal welfare across the board. Within agriculture, this was a big, important issue for us.
Green Party TD Pippa Hackett negotiated the agriculture elements of the programme for government. She says that she was sitting across the table from people who were not for turning.
The response, I suppose, from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil was like, absolutely, this is not, we're not entertaining any discussion in relation to removing live export to non-EU countries. So, you know, there was a fairly lengthy, heated debate about it. And while ultimately we didn't get what we wanted, we did get commitments from them that we would vigorously pursue other market opportunities for these animals.
The real difficulty with tampering with the live export trade is that it is a crucial safety valve for the beef industry here. Farmers selling their wares domestically are doing so into a near monopoly situation. They are price takers, frequently forced to sell below the cost of production. So putting cattle on a ferry is one of the few ways to inject competition into the market.
The reality is that Irish agriculture and Irish farmers cannot survive without live exports.
Jim O'Connor is a beef farmer in Boyle County, Roscommon. He maintains that the live export market is the only thing keeping the beef industry afloat at the moment.
The meat plants in Ireland is controlled by three or four main families, and the reality is that they're coming very close to having a monopoly situation on the marketplace. We need live exports to have competition in the marketplace and to ensure that we have more than one outlet for the stock that we produce. If we are in a situation where it is just the meat plants, we are in a situation then that we're dealing effectively with the monopoly and we cannot survive at that kind of a trading situation.
Successive governments and competition authorities allowed a series of takeovers and mergers that effectively consolidated the entire processing industry into the control of fewer companies than the fingers on one hand. The last piece of leverage the beef producer feels he or she has in this situation is to take their produce off the island. That is all on one side of the equation. On the other side is another equally complex truth.
But let's not forget the sheer number of animals that are being exported every year. 100,000 just from Ireland are going to the mainland. It's impossible to keep an eye on their welfare and all of their welfare or on the way they're handled.
Welfare groups like Eyes on Animals have been very successful in highlighting where the animal welfare system's shortcomings exist, particularly the export of unweaned calves. They're not yet ruminants and they can only be fed on milk replacement, something that they can't be given in the back of a truck.
And the sheer volumes means that we're almost asking the impossible of these workers. They had to feed 3,000 calves in 12 hours. Calves that are so young that they can barely walk. They don't understand what we want from them and they just want to suckle and drink milk. They arrive so thirsty. And that's why you see them hitting them like mad to try to stop them from drinking to get the next batch in. So we are asking the impossible. It's very difficult to handle such large number of young animals ethically.
Our geography also makes something of a nonsense of the animal welfare regulations governing the live trade. The law requires them to be fed every 18 hours. The Ross Lair to Cherbourg journey takes 25. There's a legal exemption for this long sea journey, but the Commission has pointed out as recently as last week that there is no exemption on the 18-hour feeding requirement and the Irish trade isn't compliant. The industry is finding itself bound by ever tighter regulations, not all of which it's going to be able to comply with.
So I think there's too much economic pressure and time pressure to be able to say that the live export industry is something that we can guarantee will protect animal welfare. I think we've gone too far.
Meanwhile, in Europe, the direction of travel on this issue is gathering pace. In the Netherlands, where we send many of our unweaned calves, the influence of political parties like the Party for the Animals has shifted the agenda.
The surplus of Spanish lambs is exported to the Middle East. Irish calves are sent to the Netherlands. In the meantime, Dutch sows are transported to China to restock the Chinese farms after hundreds of thousands of pigs were buried alive because of African swine fever. Haven't we learned anything from our mistakes?
They've created an awareness of the lack of compliance with regulations, not just in the countries that the EU exports to, but within the borders of the EU too, where we have for long prided ourselves on our superior animal welfare standards. The success of these campaigns has made the political direction of travel on animal welfare across Europe unmistakable, just at a point that we are travelling in the opposite direction.
As you say, although some member states have unilaterally stopped the export of live animals to non-EU countries, we have just last week the European Parliament agreed to set up a committee of inquiry on animal transport.
The Greens' Pippa Hackett again. She suggests that while the Programme for Government Talks long-fingered the issue, it is one that Brussels will move on sooner rather than later.
And I think, yes, ultimately, I think the future of live transportation and live export will probably be dealt with at a European level, and it's probably not that far off, to be honest.
This would seem to present the next government and beef farmers like Jim O'Connor with a short window in which to get ahead of the live animal transport conundrum, economically vital to the rural West, but almost impossible to do while guaranteeing animal welfare.
You know, we as a country, we pride ourselves, if you like, on our green image as a food producing nation. And part of that is based around high animal welfare standards. So, you know, I would feel that a continuation of live export, particularly to non-EU countries, will be considered less of an option as we move forward. It might be considered acceptable now, but probably not as we move into the future. And I think the sector has to be prepared for that.
And that report was from Philip Boucher-Hayes.